sanga ba weli se masolo oya mbango mbango okima mbango sala ke babo kozoka banyanga sala ke bayo yo sala ke bayo yo
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And it's that time again. It's Tuesday. My name's Aiden Saint. This is CITR, so it must be Queer FM.
Yay, good morning, everybody.
Team, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
And we're back. It's Queer FM. Hey, how you doing, Vancouver? So I have the fantastic Barb Snellgrove in the studio, and she's wearing, that's a monkey hat.
It's a sock monkey hat.
Oh, my God.
It's winter. Bring out the sock monkeys.
It's the sock monkey.
Here, I'll throw a picture up.
Oh, that's so cool. You can check us out on Twitter. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out at queerfmvancouver.com. We have our podcasts. We have a weekly newsletter.
We're everywhere. God. We're all mediums.
It's scary, isn't it?
Well.
TV.
A personal swiper.
Oh, my goodness. You have been bouncing all around the city, and it's not
dear
over
sweet
yet.
Jesus, no, it's not. Merry bloody ho ho.
Where have you? You are everywhere, Barb Snellgrove. So where have you been this week during Christmas? You've seen all kinds of really cool stuff. In fact, Coco's thing was here just a while back.
Coco's thing was absolutely fabulous. Thousands of bucks raised for the food bank and for one of our local charities. An amazing show as always. All the queens pull out their best festive attire and put on an amazing show. So kudos to Derek White of the Fountainhead. This, I think, was the 11th annual Coco's Xmas show, I do believe. And of course, the poor Fountainhead staff, because we cram them in there like sardines in the proverbial can.
Oh, I know.
And the fact that those guys can move around and do their thing. But it was a huge success.
Last night, got some good news for you. Last night, I went with the Samantha Mack, and we checked out Tops and Bottoms. And Tops and Bottoms, our host, David C. Jones, was one of the bottoms.
One of our fellow hosts here on the show.
He was sporting some seriously coiffed hair last night, kicked ass.
Oh, was he really?
He won. He's now a top.
So God next, bless him.
So, yeah, he's finally a top. So next week, they're having their big orphan Christmas. And if you've never been to Tops and Bottoms, I got you covered. You got to go to the Oasis. Next Monday night, they're going to have a White Elephant gift exchange.
Is this sort of like Bad Santa or whatever?
No, it's a re-gifting. It's a re-gifting. So you can go there with a gift that you don't particularly like and get a different gift.
So it is sort of like the Screw Santa game or whatever. There's about 17 different names for it.
It could be. But the really fun part was just the humor. And you talk about why am I talking about this, dare you ask? I'll tell you, because it's like getting crammed. They have the Oasis all changed around. And everyone's just, you have to go early to get a seat. So I'm just saying.
They pack them in, do they?
Oh, yeah. And but it's really a fantastic time. Everybody was a lot of fun. And great night out at the Oasis. Thanks to the Oasis staff for doing that. And next week's it. So, and that's not all. There's a fantastic event tomorrow.
By chance, what would that be, Aiden?
That would be the Lacage of Fall special edition.
You're cutting into my coffee.
Then I won't talk about it. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of music, get you in the. You know, we'll play some Christmas tunes later.
Please don't. I'm Christmas did it out.
I've got to do something. Mm-hmm. I'll do something that isn't offensive.
But season's greetings, everyone.
Season's greetings.
Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Mazel Tov.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, all of them up.
I was actually referring it to as Batman Day.
Christmas is Batman Day?
Yes. See, I'm not a Christian, so for me, I always hear in the back of my head, Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, I remember that. But then technically this seems to be the argument lately, is it's lost its Christian meaning.
It's Batman Day.
And there's people who are getting a little pissy about that because they can't say Merry Christmas anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, and they have holiday trees and
exactly.
There's a lot of amazing, crazy, really, really extreme Christian.
A little too. So for the politically incorrect, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Tough. I have the microphone. All right. So we're going to play a little bit of music. This is a cut from one of my new favorites, a little pixie girl that can do a backflip while singing simultaneously live on Saturday Night Live. If you didn't see Saturday Night Live last week, fantastic. Jimmy Fallon came back.
It was the big return.
My
the prodigal son.
Goodness. That man's got a lot of... I just thought, you know, he was kind of...
The Michael Bublé.
Oh.
Christmas special.
Yeah.
Where he took on every character from here to...
Amazing stuff. And we may play some of that, or we may play some of that next show. We'll see. I have it. But this is Robin, and this was one of her new tunes from Saturday Night Live. Hope you enjoy it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robin!
Hi, girlfriend. It's time you had the talk. Give your reasons. Say it's not her fault. But you just met somebody new. Tell them not to get upset. Second guessing everything you said and done.
Was Robbins really kind of, it was hyper kinetic performance, but Barb Snellgrove has been speaking with some folks from the UK, so you have a really cool track here. So what's this about?
Jill Jackson, we've been trying to feature, and we're just starting to get into this. We would love to have your guys' input. Please contact us to see any new and emerging artists that you want to see featured on a show. And we did Horse a couple of weeks back, and we're trying to feature some artists overseas that are big over there that you might not have heard of here yet. And I know Jill Jackson is relatively well-known in the States. She's toured there a couple of times. She toured there again this year. A couple of years back, she did 50 states in 50 days.
Oh, my God.
How she managed to do that. And she did mention in an interview once that she managed to get a couple of hours sleep every night. I don't know how she had a voice left near the end of it. But just an amazing singer-songwriter. She's a wee tiny thing from Scotland, queer as well. And cute as an absolute button. We're going to, in the newsletter, you'll see, we'll post a picture and some background information on her. But she's got another album out. She put one out last year. I know that this year she had Back to Zero, and these iTunes, Amazon, where you can get them, they're kind of iffy over here as to what you can get. There's some early stuff from her, but the more current, I know that the ones that got away, which is out now, is a special limited edition press. And they said it was in between her previous album, Back to Zero, and next year she's going to put out an album called Getaway Driver, and these songs were too good to be forgotten, hence the title, The Ones That Got Away. So this was a special for the fans.
Nice.
She knows her guitar business as a fellow picker myself. Really a very, very talented lady. Picking a song that we could play was a little bit difficult. And you'll die when you see the picture in the newsletter, because she's got a hankering for country now. She's had top 10 hits over there with her band Speedway years ago. I mean, I'm cramming a lot of info here at you. And again, you can see it all in the newsletter. But an exceptionally talented individual. Her name is Jill Jackson. You can check her webpage out at jilljackson.co.uk or Jill Jackson TV on YouTube, Jill Jackson Music on Facebook. I think it's Jill Jackson 01 on Twitter. So we're just going to give you a little preview of her. Here she is, all the way from Scotland, Jill Jackson.
This is Jill Jackson on Queer FM now.
Yeah, she is. I'll cross the pond.
Awesome. And wouldn't you know?
We give her all that intro.
All the file they sent us from the UK.
It works.
Won't open. Alrighty.
Welcome. We're going to come back to that.
We're going to come back to it. So I will try something else. Well, so also something to check out on YouTube is Tyrell Witherspoon, his song Glow, that we've previewed here.
And
on
it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on iTunes. And so if you get a chance, check that out. It's Tyrell Witherspoon's Glow, and it's the whole thing, not just the little snippet that we played for you. And, well, gee, we have to play something else. So I'm going to play this because I like it. We'll see if you do, too. This is Queer FM, CITR 101.9 FM.
Ah! strength to resist or control you.
Alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-Sember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-Sember issue of Discorder.
Oh, a little bit of radio magic from Discorder magazine here at CITR in Vancouver. Hey, how you doing, Vancouver? So Barb Snellgrove is trying to discover the wonders that
desperately
are
trying
an iPad. So we've tried to put the artist on, and well, for one reason or another, the Scottish file doesn't seem to translate to Canadian computer on the radio.
On the radio. I listened to it at home. It worked fine.
I listened to it at home as well, but you see, my computer's an American hybrid.
My computer is brilliant.
There you go.
Here, we obviously have a very tired gerbil.
Yes.
Who is running around that little wheel as best he can.
So,
We're trying to hook you up with something off of YouTube, so bear with.
We're trying to hook you up. So we're employing the new technology, yes. Unlike the new math that drives the kids into the streets, this is the new technology that works, I don't know, our technology works about 70% of the time, when you think about it. Because you have to add an extra 10 or 15% for the amount it pisses you off when you're on a deadline, especially. And
always
it eats your
when
phone.
You're on a deadline.
Yeah. So there you have it. We're going to, at the top of the hour, that's going to be in about 3-4 minutes, we are going to have Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag, which is our regular feature here on Queer FM Arts Extra, but we have to come up with something else to keep you occupied. So let's see. What would it be? More music, dare I say? Okay. Since you asked so nicely. Well, let's see. If Samantha were here, what would Samantha want? Oh, I know. I've got just the thing for that. This is the Granger Brothers, local filmmakers in fabulousness. They've been on Queer FM, and this one's for you, Samantha Mack. I hope you're well, and take care of Muffin.
Okay.
Do you know what the funniest thing of America is?
What?
This is a little differences. I mean, you can get the same stuff over there that you can get over here. Only over there, it is just a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you cannot walk into a movie theater in America and order a glass of beer. You cannot even get one in a little paper cup. Here, Paris, you can get a beer at McDonald's. Do you know what they call a Royal with cheese in America?
They don't call it a Royal with cheese?
No. They've got the imperial system of measurement over there. They do not know what Royal is.
So what do they call it?
They call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese. Mais oui. And what do they call Le Big Mac?
Le Big Mac is Le Big Mac. Only over there they call it Big Mac. Big Mac.
And what do they call their weapon?
I do not know. I did not go into Burger King. Do you know what they put on French fries in America instead of mayonnaise? Ketchup.
Zut alors! Mais oui!
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you wipe me down? So I can lick you up, make you give it up till you say my name like a jersey, jersey. Shutting down the game, be my head coach so you can put me in and never take me out till you can taste the wind. Do it again and again till you say my name. And by the way, I'm so glad you came. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, you're the right. I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? Can you get me up like I'm late from my first class? So I can give it to you off like a first draft. Hold you like a paper plane. You know I got paper, babe. But fuck them dollar bills. Girl, make it rain. Holiday Inn, come and meet me on my eighth floor. Damn, it feels good, but I feel bad for the main stone. And when I slip, slip and slide, I turn girls into slip and slide. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet?
ocean by the ocean, on the beach, on the beach. Then let me dip my feet and get wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet, wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet?
Hey, we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra, and we have the flustered.
I am technologically out of breath.
The flustered Barb Snowgrove with her van bag. Of course, Queer FM Arts Extra is brought to you by The Fall Tattooing. You need to be modified. You need to be beautified. You need to go to The Fall Tattooing. Okay, I said it.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
And speaking of sponsored, it's van bag time. So, the beautiful booze-infused Christmas folks out at the Villaggio Estates, Voltage Village, hello one and all out there. Thanks very much, everybody, for supporting the show and supporting all these gigs that we keep plugging. If you have anything that you want to see promoed or, you know, highlighted, as it were, that's happening in the community, give us a shout. You can contact Queer FM. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Megamouth Media or on Facebook at B. Snellgrove. Without further ado, we're going to go into what Aidan touched on earlier, which is, of course, Le Cajolfoy. Tonight, is a fundraiser for Community, which, of course, is the Queer Resource Center in town. Tuesday, December 20th, that's today, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Vancouver Playhouse. Now, what they're doing is a special performance of Le Cajolfoy, which is, of course, showing in town right now. And this one is going to be special because once modest expenses, and that is their phrasing, not mine, are covered, all ticket sales, and there's going to be a silent auction. The proceeds are going to be split 50-50 with the Vancouver Playhouse. And one, of course, Camelto, who's our Majesty, our Empress this year, one of her chosen charities, Community. Which is, again, the BC's Queer Resource Center. So if we receive your support, and if they make a shitload tonight, pardon my French, the Empress and the DMS will in one night raise more than $20,000 for the very deserving community charity. Ticks are $75, but you are really, really giving back to an organization that does so much in our community in so many different ways. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Playhouse. So dig deep and come on out for a great show. Now, after that, we're sort of running in conjunction with, is going to be the official Le Cajolfoy after party happening at the Junction. Now, it's a midnight cabaret, so it's open at the regular hours, but the show is really going to start to pick up probably around midnight once the program is finished over at the Vancouver Playhouse. And the official, of course, after party will feature Camille Toe herself, Isolde Baron, Iona Webb, Peach Cobbler, and much more. That one's $5 at the door. So you've got a 1-2 back-to-backer, and please come out and celebrate. Enjoy the festive season with everyone before you take off. Christmas bingo, of course, the yearly event that happens at Celebrities, which is drag queen bingo, which is gay bingay, which, you know, whatever you want to call it. There's a million different names.
Sorry, that's awesome.
Bingay, you like that one?
Yeah.
But we've got Joni, of course, manning it. I do believe she's got Robin Graves going tonight to help out. A swag load of people, a huge room filled to the brim with everybody having a wonderful, wonderful time, raising cash for Friends for Life, I do believe it is.
That is correct.
Yeah, Friends for Life.
Friends for Life.
I've only been going for how many years, and all of a sudden, just before I was going to open my mouth,
See, you were technologically challenged by the iPad thing.
It wasn't the iPad thing. It was trying to find a suitable replacement on YouTube so that we could showcase Jill as best we can.
Damn YouTube.
We're being cock-blocked here, people.
We're being Jill-blocked. They're video-blocking us.
I don't think it's necessarily her. God knows they help. Chris Kesiak, God bless him, who's a photographer who's worked with her, he threw along this MP3, which worked just fine for both of us last night. So
yes, we're still talking about this.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's not on them. I do believe this would just be the sound or the computer setup we've got here. So anyway, we've got Christmas Bingo for Life, Le Cajolfoy, the Midnight Cabaret, and of course, we're going to be previewing Jill in a little bit. We're gonna get her on the air here in Vancouver if it bloody well kills us.
Now, just to be clear, Bingo's tomorrow night.
Bingo's tomorrow night.
And the midnight thing is tonight.
Is tonight. And, of course, the special show is tonight as well.
That's correct. Okay. Just kind of getting my mental Rolodex here.
And parties, oh, I've given up. This week has just been an absolute pickle fest for my loofah of a liver at this stage. It's been one after another. I know there was one this weekend that was just basically shots. And every once in a while, you throw a piece of cheese in your gob in the hopes that that would soak it up. But it was mostly just shots.
Just shots.
Yeah, and it ended, I think it started at about 6 p.m. on Saturday, and it ended for me probably at around 11 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah, you know, I noticed...
Oh, bloody ho!
I've noticed an alarming trend. I never get invited to those parties. I always get invited to the parties where... Gee, everyone ends up talking about politics or something. It's like, I just want to drink whiskey and get silly.
That was pretty much us.
Yeah.
Until 11 a.m.
I don't know. Is it possible for a lesbian, gay men oftentimes will have a often heterosexual female that will go with them.
Your wing places. Bitch.
Yes.
I call them wing bitches.
So how do you get, what's the terminology here for if you have a gay man cruising with you or several? Because I've seen this happen with you.
Yes. So, I'm a lesbian with a fag gene. So.
Oh, okay. So are these your wing boys?
My posse. Yeah.
Your posse.
Oh, my pussy posse. How's that?
Oh.
Let's give it a fag.
I know some boys that probably just like irped up a little just now.
Just threw up in their mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
Good breakfast to everybody.
Cornflakes.
Having kippers.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. That's just
Anywho.
Wrong.
Anywho.
So what Christmas traditions or fun things, because you don't really get into the Christmas thing?
I grew up having to, literally, it was a three-day barrage, and actually it was longer than that, cleaning Dad's house top to bottom, shopping an entire day so that I could cook all day Christmas Eve and put on the infamous Snuggrove open house, which left everybody in a blur, and you went to bed at some time early in the morning for probably a couple of hours, because I've got to get the damn bird in the oven at, like 11 a.m. or something like
that. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Yeah.
Mine just went elsewhere.
the whole show has just gone to hell in a handbasket after the last one, hasn't it?
It really has.
Speaking of kippers.
Just kind of went there. I'm going to, before I start dropping F-bombs and start doing
God bless the CRTC, we can on this radio.
I just can't do dick and fart jokes this early in the morning. So I'm going to.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I know. If Sam were here, she'd pick it up.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little something. This was a. They come out with these albums. We get some fantastic music here on the show. And every once in a while, I get something and I'll go, yeah, that's not half bad. So let's see what you think of this.
I like your critique.
Yeah, no, it was a Katie Lang song.
Wouldn't throw it out for your crackers.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And besides, there's three of them, so, there's some variety there.
And here we go again.
Check this out. It's Constant Craving. This is from Glee, believe it or not. Yes, I'm actually going to play.
And we're still on the air.
I know.
CITR, good morning, everybody. It's Queer FM 101.9 FM on your dial.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. hearts in every note. To make me your radio, turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. Yeah.
If I was just another dusty racket on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if a year chicken trappy, I can hit that. Furthermore, I apologize for any slipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune, and all my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Come on.
My heart's a stereo, it's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Oh, 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 yeah. Let's go.
Make me your radio, turn me up when you feel
turn
low.
Up.
Melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
Like, if I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hear me sing along and grab me by the hand, and keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune, and know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Yeah,
my heart's a stereo, it's for you, so listen close.
So hard to find.
I take my pen, hold it closer to mine.
Closer to mine.
That love is every notch.
Oh,
my heart.
Oh,
my heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah,
let's go.
So make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. You, so sing along to my stereo.
And that was one of our new faves here on Queer FM Arts Extra. That's Stereo Hearts, Maroon 5 and Tavi McCoy. One of my... Adam Levine is amazing looking.
Wouldn't touch him with an 11, but he's hot.
I can 11.
11-foot pole.
Oh. I tend to go with the Ghostbusters 10-meter cattle prod. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Available at Little's.
I almost got a coffee through the nose.
You almost got a coffee.
Damn it. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah, for one of us at least. So what was it again? A what?
A 10-meter cattle prod.
Available at Little Sister's bookstore for a short time only. Just for the Christmas season to add some festive cheer.
Oh, you're killing me. Now with special LED light attachment, you too can advertise your favorite charity, your favorite musician, or just pick up that special someone walking down the street with the new attachment.
With the new lighting.
10-meter cattle prod.
You literally positively glowed.
In more ways than
more
one.
More ways than one. Oh, how are we doing, CRTC? Are we still on the air?
We haven't said
We have circled around so well This Tuesday's show is a little bold.
And it's going to get even more bold because you know what? It's Christmas Day on Sunday, and the following Sunday is, you guessed it, New Year's Day. So we are going to have special broadcasts of Queer FM Live 1 p.m. on Fridays for 2 weeks.
So the show will not be on Sunday.
It will not be on Sunday, but we're going to have kind of a special funky, probably not as Queer FM, more Queer FM Arts Extra, but it'll be on Fridays, the next 2 weeks, 1 p.m. We're going to have our best of. So best of our music, best of our videos, best of our new stuff, best of stuff.
And this is one thing, these guys, you know, we do stuff really, really well.
I know.
It's a little bit of everything. This is why I try, you know, how do you do it in 140 characters on Twitter and try to explain to them all the stuff that we do on this show?
You know,
it's fun. Listen in. Tell your friends.
You just say, we do stuff.
We do stuff, and we do stuff well.
Well, you know, we're talking of a Jill of all trades. We have kind of figured out the Jill Jackson conundrum.
Nice segue, my friend.
Yes.
Nice segue. We've got it. What we're doing is we've managed to pull a tune off of YouTube. It's called Forgive Me. It is another one of her songs. It is an absolutely beautiful song. Sound quality, you know, well, we're going to try and do her justice and feature her at another time. I'll be in contact with the powers that be overseas, and we'll get a CD sent over. Or
we will play a three-song rock block. So, Jill Jackson, if you're out there listening live or on podcast, you pick out your three favorite songs that you want us to play right here in Canada. We will do that.
I don't even think she knew we were doing this morning. I knew Chris did, but...
Well, there you go.
But we'll do her justice another day. But we definitely wanted to feature her as part of the program today.
We'll have her on Friday. There you go.
There you go.
All right. So this is Jill Jackson from the UK,
Scotland, actually.
Scotland.
See the wee bonnie lass.
And it's Queer FM Arts Extra.
Morning, everybody.
Heart on the floor, on my phone.
And there you have it. Not the greatest recording, but we'll do better.
Yeah, thanks very much. You know, really, we're very professional. Things run just absolutely smoothly every goddamn time. But today...
It's radio.
But that was Forgive Me by Jill Jackson. She does an amazing version of that, actually, with Heather Peace, from who's, I guess, fairly well-known over there as well. We'll be featuring her on one of the upcoming shows, Lip Service. And they ended up doing a mini tour this year, the two of them, sold out across the UK. Just amazing. If you want to, I know we're always over here, I think an issue behind Diva Magazine, which is the biggest lesbian rag out of the UK, sort of like our Curve magazine.
Oh, right.
And she's on the cover of it currently, but right now it's got another Lip Service actress, Rutig Admetis, on the front. So I would then assume that in a couple of weeks, Jill Jackson's version, or Jill Jackson's issue, will be on sale over here in Canada. Do check her out. Again, we will have on the newsletter, webpage, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all the various ways that you can be introduced to Jill Jackson, and we'll give her a much, much better sound, and again, another preview coming up in the weeks ahead. Actually, no, on the Friday show. How's that? A little Christmas present for you. Amazing, amazing performer.
And you know what? We're almost at the end of our show. It's 1 hour. Bam.
1 hour of smut. Today was
Bam.
The smut show.
Hey.
A little bit of music.
There you go.
We managed to get some information in as well.
And
we went back to smut. Now all I can think of is kippers.
We managed to... It's always back to like smelly
it's
fish with you.
It's always fish with you, isn't it, Snow Girl?
Seriously. All right. Well, on that fishy note... I got no segue for this. So
no.
I'm just going out with...
We're playing Stump the Fag.
Hey, you know, Sting's in town, or he was in town. Either way...
Prince we had.
Prince.
We had Jay-Z and Kanye.
So check it out. More music to be continued, Friday, 1 p.m.
Happy holidays, everybody. I'm going to be off in Mexico.
And I will see you at Bingo and tonight at La Cage and so there.
Have a great day, everybody.
We're out of here.
tonight.
Good morning, everybody. It's Barb. We're still here. We love you so much. We don't want to leave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Queer FM has just extended a couple of minutes while our next DJ puts out a fire in the next room.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Van Music is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
And I thank you.
Said I thank you. Yes, I thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I want to thank you.
My mama thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you from all of us at CITR for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
In a billion eyes, they run for the stairs and go tumbling down, taking a breath and a good look around. Open your imagination and come back for one more vacation. Wake up and of